Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, in an instant, an auto accident can put you in the worst financial position of your life. It's an absolute must. You got to hire the right lawyer. You got to make sure that your insurance companies pay you what you are owed. Injury attorney David Femenino and his team, they are exactly who you need to call. They have been making insurance companies pay for over 30 years. They're going to help you with your case as well. David is ready to speak to you personally. Right now, 855-65-CRASH. That's 855-65-CRASH, or you simply go to the website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Okay, so as promised, 2 weeks from today, everyone's going to be enjoying the draft. Whether it's from your recliner at home or you're going to attempt to go downtown and party. 2 weeks from tonight, first round's happening. And what I want to do is this. I want to make sure I leave this so everyone can participate. I don't need you to name a player if you don't have a player in mind. It could be a position group. It could be a move. I'm terming it, what is your ideal outcome? That 2 weeks from today, what is the dream scenario for you as a Lions fan with what Brad Holmes chooses to do? Now, I didn't say pick 29, because if your dream is for Brad to move up and get someone, I want that dream to be in play. If your dream is to trade down and give Brad Holmes more picks to knock out of the park, I want that to be available. If you are happy sitting at 29 and they're simply a dream player or positional group, I want to make sure everybody can play in the sandbox. So I wanted to ask this question, obviously, to you, the listener, and then certainly with Rico, David, and Kenny. Like, I have my own thoughts of what the dream scenario is, but I'll throw the number out, and then we're going to have a little conversation here. 248-539-9797. So, Rico, with those rules, which are not really rules, it's open. What is your dream scenario 2 weeks from today? The NFL draft, and the Lions have just done blank.
I feel bad because I feel like a listener right now, because it's the one thing that I hate when they call up to say, but my dream scenario, your Giants pick up the phone.
Don't mind me.
Just and trade up.
Caffeine.
And to pick 29 to get their quarterback in the first round.
Oh, Penix?
And they move, Lions move back and gain extra picks and extra capital in the second and third rounds.
Because, simple.
Because Rico's the Giants.
Dream, don't be picking at 29.
Yeah.
Have someone bribe you to get extra picks. That's Rico's dream.
Because there's going to be a quarterback or two out there, and okay, teams are going to get desperate. They want to control that fifth gear. Just in case this guy turns out kind of what the Ravens did against with Lamar Jackson.
All right, so Rico is trade down. That's the dream scenario for Rico. Kenny, 2 weeks from today, NFL draft. Your dream outcome for the Lions, night one.
I don't hate Rico's idea. In fact, I really like that. That might be my second favorite answer. I'd like an edge rusher. And I trust Brad enough to pick the right one. But I need somebody opposite Hutch. Okay. And then you go and you find a corner somewhere deep or something like that.
So you're going position group.
I'm going position group.
Defensive end.
Yep.
Okay. David, 2 weeks from tonight, dream scenario.
Dream scenario for the Detroit Lions is that they trade up to grab a corner, whether it's Mitchell or Arnold. Mitchell might cost way too much because I'm seeing him projected at 11 or 10.
Yep.
But
I think the credibility for what David is saying, people, is Brad Holmes, obviously an accomplished scout. His specialty was defensive backs with the Rams.
you would be following the blueprint of what the Chiefs did a couple of years ago to get McDuffie and move up and pair him with Snead. David saying, look, he moved up to get J-Mo. He moved down to get Gibbs. He's maneuvered to find his players. I want him to maneuver and get a premium corner. Okay. Mine is probably the most boring of these selections, and I do humbly apologize for that. I would sit at 29, and I would take the best interior lineman available. And as long as they have either moonlighted at center or you think you have the ability to teach him it, I want to draft an offensive lineman because I believe this will be Frank Ragnow's last year, and I believe sooner rather than later, you're saying goodbye to Taylor Decker. Why? Because Sewell's going to be paid as the highest paid tackle in the history of the sport. You're not doing that for him not to play left tackle. So with that in mind, let's go get 5 years of cheap team control offensive linemen. And when Zeitler leaves after this offseason or when Ragnow retires, you have strength on strength. We keep the tip of the sword sharp with talent. And whether it's a Cooper Beebe, whether it's a Powers Johnson, whether it's a player you don't even know.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I would just sit at 29 and take the O lineman. I know it's boring.
No,
it's... You could be like, how is that your dream scenario?
Mike, I've said a long time ago, you make your strength even stronger.
That's
by bringing
it.
In that old lineman.
That's
the You're
weapon,
looking
man.
Towards the future. You're all about protecting Goff. You're running. It makes total sense. My thing is.
I just feel guilty because it's like so boring.
And that's why I said if one of those teams who needs a quarterback, but they have a high second round pick, it could be best of both worlds.
Mm.
You could still get that guy, the Cooper Beebe, but you also gathered extra picks to get that because you didn't have to take him so high.
Let me throw the number up. 248-539-9797. I mean, guys, again, you don't have the pressure of naming a player. You can just 2 weeks from tonight, what would bring you out of your seat with hell yeah? Like that's exactly what I wanted. This is awesome. And look, for a lot of people not picking on the opening night of the draft, that's a buzzkill for them. I agree with Rico in this sense. Anything that gets Brad Holmes more draft picks, good with me. But I also see David's side of it. Look, I do think the way they operate down there, let's say there are 19 players with a first-round grade. Holmes is going to go and get one of those 19 players. He doesn't seem to be a very compromising man, and that's a good thing.
He doesn't.
So, for David's deal, it would be move up. I trust Brad Holmes that when he targets a guy that's an A-lister, it's going to work. It worked with Gibbs, despite hating the positional value. It worked with Gibbs.
But see, here's the thing. Here's the beauty of it, though.
Let's hear it.
Because there's so many quarterbacks. And let's just, if quarterbacks and wide receivers aren't on his top 10 list, all of those guys start sliding down.
So let's assume 4 quarterbacks minimum, maybe 5.
Mm-hmm.
And at least by the time you pick, conservatively, 6 wide receivers, right?
Right.
Okay. So let's say 10 to 12 in that crop, meaning you had no interest in those people anyway.
Correct.
You're getting, in your mind, a top 17 player.
Correct.
Yeah, I got
so
you.
Now if you're sitting there and you're like, okay, we have player 5, 8, 9, 10, 15, and 16 all on the board, and the Giants are picking up the phone and saying, hey, Detroit, we'll swap with you. We'll give you our second round pick and our third round pick because it measures up in the draft capital.
I'm pretty sure we dealt our second round pick, but I love where your head's at. I'm not busting your balls. I'm just shooting you straight. I don't want to see a ticket text and be like, no, they traded the pick, you idiot.
Oh, well, it looks like, as of now, it looks like they have a second round pick. So I'll.
What do we give up for Burns? Just to hit me with that.
Oh, let me see.
It doesn't matter. I mean, we gave up stuff. I don't care. We have a good player.
But no, if a team like that says the Raiders or the Broncos.
Anyone come up and take this pick.
Okay, and you're sitting there, we're like, wait, we still got 7 guys that we want, and we'll only move down five picks. That means we still get one of our seven guys.
Yep. 248-539-9797. So 2 weeks from today, your dream outcome for night one of the draft. Rico wants to move down. David wants to move up. I guess I'm boring. I'm sorry. I'm vanilla ice cream. I'd take the best interior O-lineman available and go have dinner. Because truthfully, you're future-proofing. And let's face it, you had a real problem when Jonah Jackson didn't play last year. I want to fix that.
You swapped with Carolina.
Okay.
The second round pick. So you have one, but you now pick further down.
I would give it to you right now. If I'm the Giants, I'd do whatever it takes. Why? Because I have no outs.
Yeah.
I would do it. You want me to make the call?
Yeah. You know, you got the number. I don't know why you're messing around.
We'll get to your phone calls next. And again, we're leaving it as open-ended as possible because I want you to be not fear saying what your dream is. The dream on night one of the draft where you are in the group chat going nuts.
Because here's, I know because I normally hate trade down guys.
I know, but you have a right to say it here.
But because you are so close to the end of the first round, this is a luxury, Detroit.
Yes.
That there's going to be somebody who says, you know what, we need a quarterback, so let's beat this team to the punch and let's go get the Lions 29th pick and give them a second and a third round pick. So now you've got multiple second and third round picks.
We'll get to your phone calls. Draft talk next, 97.1.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.